Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Our focus this hour is not mine, but thy will be done. Heavenly Father, You knew us and chose us before the world began. You first loved us and provided salvation to us through your Son. You alone are God, the Alpha and the Omega. We worship you. And we invest this time to praise you for who you are and what you have done, what you are doing. We want to serve you, Lord, to the best of our ability and understanding. As we walk through this life, we want to do all to your glory, for we deserve none in ourselves. And as Christ committed himself to you, as he prayed in the garden, knowing full well the sacrifice that he was about to make and what it would cost him, he was able to be obedient to the task you led him to, as he proclaimed, "Not my will, but thine be done." God, please let this attitude be in us as it was with him. Just as he was obedient as a servant, even to death on a cross, increase our faith and give us strength through your Holy Spirit to have this mind in ours. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. We recently partnered with a music ministry known as Christian Oldies. Its focus is music from the early days of contemporary Christian music. from the Jesus music era of the 60s through the contemporary songs of the 80s. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast in 2004, and now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. Simply visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. Your tax-deductible donation to Christian Oldies or Call to Worship can be mailed to P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
I'd rather have him than anything.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship.
long so much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be used of God is my desire.
When I think about the shortness of my earthly years, I remember all the wasted days, the wasted tears. I long to preach the word to those who've never heard of the one who can dispel all fears.
To be used of God, to sing, to speak, to pray. To be used of God, to show someone the way. So much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be used of God is my desire. I long so much to feel the touch of His consuming fire, to be used of God is my desire.
Folks, when you get your day started, who's in charge? Who or what decides the choices you make with your time right out of the gate? Is it your boss at work? Is it your spouse, close friends, coworkers, or neighbors? Or is your day pretty much determined and directed by circumstances that come up all around you? My prayer for you and I is that we will be determined to seek out and be obedient to God's will, not our own. When you have a goal for your next road trip, one of your first steps will be to break out a map, or more likely, enter the destination into your smartphone and then follow the directions. Let your goal or destination for the day be obedience to God's will. I like to talk to Jesus in my heart first thing in the morning when I wake up. Turn the day over to the Lord for His direction right there while I'm still in bed. I recommend that you invest a few moments talking with Him about some things you expect that day to bring. Then, if you can, turn on some Christian music while you're brushing your teeth, getting dressed, and fixing your hair and such. Let God's Word be your spiritual breakfast, as it were, the foundation for your day. Then, before you step into your responsibilities and get going, invest time in God's Word again and prayer. As you consider the importance of doing this early in the day, remember the fact that the best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. Think about that for a moment. Here are some instructions for us from God's Word. Start with the example of the psalmist who knew the value of investing time in Scripture, Psalm 119. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I've not departed from thy judgments. For thou hast taught me, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. And as we hear God's word, listen and obey. Here is a response to Saul from Samuel. Looking at 1 Samuel, 15th chapter, Samuel replied, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice?" Listen. Listen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. Have the mind of Christ. Philippians 2nd chapter, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Did you catch that? The ultimate goal is, and I quote, "that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Listen to the attitude of Christ as he prayed on the Mount of Olives, Luke 22. "And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him." And we hear the account also described in Matthew 26, and it goes as follows. "Jesus went on a little farther from the disciples and bowed his face to the ground, praying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine." May God help us to listen to him and then to obey, that we may honestly say to our Lord, Not my will, but thine be done.
Long, long ago, in a faraway place, rough, rugged timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man, suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Guilt and despair turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The
nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Free indeed. Thank God I'm free. I am free. So I'll cherish the old. Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Beautiful Savior,
to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, making daily choices based upon God's will and not mine. As Christ declared, "Not my will, but thine be done." I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a believer, please stop and listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. We'd love to hear from you. Reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. Again, that's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Luke 22, and Jesus withdrew from the disciples about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him.
Blessed.
with your desire to make.